Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
A little bit of the Stones bringing us back there. 7 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much. Stay with me, heavy. Having a great visit with our good friend Debbie Meyer. Debbie is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She is the co-CEO and co-founder of Housewares America. She invented the green bags, the cake taker, the pie taker, the cobbler taker, the pudding taker.
You're going off the rails.
Okay. I got a little carried away. I'm sorry there, folks. I'm sorry about that. So tell them how they can find all your stuff, Debbie.
DebbieMeyer.com, DebbieMeyer.com.
Doesn't get any easier than that, folks. Check it out or find.
And also,
they buy your stuff in the grocery store, though, too, right?
Yes, many retailers, stores, including Bed Bath and Beyond.
You can see her. You can see her beautiful face on HSN on a regular basis. So check that out, Debbie. We're talking about dealing with the clutter, dealing with the with too much information, as you say, and the gridlock and. That sort of washes over us. What are the kind of advice you got for us?
I'm going to say one of the biggest things you can do for yourself is training yourself to ignore distractions. No matter how tantalizing that headline might be on the next feed that comes in on your computer, mm-hmm. if it's not something to do with what you're dealing with, don't look at it now.
Mm-hmm.
And believe me, I am a big believer in the touch it once philosophy. Once I've opened something, I'm going to read it then, or I'm going to throw it away. I don't put things away for later, because that when I get to it pile can grow as big as the Empire State Building in no time. And suddenly you're overwhelmed by what you didn't do but meant to do.
Here's something you got to do. If you're trying to focus on a project, if you're writing or you're trying to stay focused, hit the mute button on your computer and close up your email window.
No chimes.
No noises. You don't need to know when an email comes in unless you're waiting on something from a customer that's going to change your life one way or the other if you don't get it. And even then, you can have another employee do that. But I do not have... If you call me, you'll never hear my email chime in the background. Sometimes I'm interviewing people and I'll hear their email, going off in the back. I don't want to know every time a piece of spam comes in.
That's right. And honestly, your last caller talked about curveballs, and if you can't hit the curveball, get out of the batter's box. And my old saying was, if you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen.
Yep.
Coming from my world. But it's always the curveballs are good, and distractions. I'm not talking about the kind of distraction that you just referred to, the one that'll change your life.
Yeah.
And as entrepreneurs, we're always looking for, we always want to be on our toes. We don't want an opportunity to get bias. And I actually told you that yesterday I had a day all planned. I knew what I was going to do. And suddenly I got a call from HSN, could I do a show in just 2 hours? And I said yes. Why? Because it was an opportunity, and they're a wonderful customer for me, and I wanted to do the right thing. So I went and I did that, but it threw a curveball into my whole day. So when I came back in the afternoon, I had to restructure and get back to what it was I was going to do.
And it's hard to do sometimes.
It can be very, very difficult.
Yep.
It was tiring to do the show, so here I was, facing a mountain of stuff.
But most of the time, you get an email. If you don't check that email for 30 minutes, it's okay. The world's not going to come to an end. In fact,
if they don't get you, they'll send it again.
That's right. But most of the time, you could wait an hour maybe, and guess what else? I mean, unless it's a really good customer, so what if they have to wait a little bit to talk to you? It's your life, it's your time, it's your productivity we're working on here.
That's right. And it's your payroll.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right.
But I love to know that people want that they're hungry for information. I'm a very curious person, mm-hmm. or I wouldn't be doing what I do.
Yep.
So I want to solve things. That feeds my curiosity all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I do want sources. I want good sources. I want credible sources.
Well, what you've done, is you've boiled it down to where you've triaged, as we said earlier. You've identified the people you
love
want.
The word.
You want more of that, and it's not that you're not willing to take on new stuff, but you're not going to get distracted by everything. And I think that's good advice. Hey, Debbie, I got to wrap it up. DebbieMeyer.com,
okay.
Right?
That's it. And
Debbie with an
I-E,
M-E-Y-E-R.com. Check it out. Debbie, thanks for being here. Good job. We'll see you next time.
My pleasure.
Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blessingham, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for. Stay with me. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.